Welcome one and all. I'm Kent Blanford and this is Catholic Jukebox Indiana, where we share some great contemporary music with a Catholic message. I'll bet that most of you have heard the old saying, God gave us two ears but only one mouth, because it's twice as important to listen as it is to speak. Throughout the Bible, God speaks, the people listen, but only for a while. Then God speaks again through the prophets and then through His only Son, and the people listen for a while. Today is filled with such a din of competing sounds and messages that the Word of God is often drowned out. We need to learn once again to listen. From the Book of Psalms, this is Psalm 95 from Jess Manabosum.
If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Joyfully sing unto the Lord, let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Into the presence of our God, come with thanksgiving, joyfully singing songs. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us worship and bow down. Oh, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We are the people of the Lord, the Lord our Shepherd. We are the flock He guides. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Your hearts, as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me, testing me. Oh, they had seen my works. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart.
He speaks, he knows. knows he doesn't know everything. I wish that sounded more like me, but I have got so far to go. Why is my first reaction to give my own opinion? Like I could tell you something you don't already know. So why is it so hard for me to shut my mouth and let you speak? Why do I feel the need to always keep on talking? Well, I know I need to hear from you. I know what I have got to do to find what I've been missing. Yeah, I gotta learn to listen. The need to always keep on talking, talking. Well, I know I need to hear from you. I know what I have got to do. I gotta find out what I'm missing. So why is it so hard for me to shut my mouth and let you speak? Why do I feel the need to always keep on talking?
The challenge today isn't so much to listen as it is to be discerning in what we listen to. There are so many messages competing for our attention, it's a challenge to know just who we should be giving our time to. It takes a bit of effort these days to find the voice of truth. This is Casting Crowns.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story.
afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe, 'cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to
listening to Catholic Jukebox Indiana on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
With all the things going on in the world right now, it's nice to have hope.
When I'm having a really tough day, it really helps me get through.
It's just like their program was just meant for you.
Catholic Radio Indy.
It's the only radio station I listen to.
Sometimes we find ourselves searching for truth, thirsting for what's real. Look to Jesus and to His church, and you'll find the fount of living water and the author of truth.
I thirst not for water, I thirst for belief, I thirst for your gaze to wash over me.
I thirst for your body to drink of my blood. I thirst for repentance.
thirst for repentance. I thirst for belief. I thirst for you.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour
Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
To help lift my spirit and brighten my mood.
You liberate me from my own noise and my own chaos, from the chains of a lesser. You set me free.
As much as we need to listen to God's word, we're also called to share that word, the message of salvation, the words that bring life. This is Toby Mack.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between.
sing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days, my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Perfect. 100% Catholic programming 24/7. That's listener-supported Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford, and we'll be back with more right after this. An interview with Father Trenton Rauch and his story on how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just gotten to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. And at the same time, I was learning about the faith, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, building faith, building vocations.
This is the alternative that I listen to keep myself close to Christ.
It's changed my life. You guys have shown me God, and you guys have helped me accept God in my heart.
Catholic Radio Indy.
It's you I desire.
Lord, it is you.
From Building 429, that was Listen to the Sound, and before that, we heard Francesca La Rosa with Desire. When we do find ourselves in need of a comforting shoulder and a ready ear, even when no one else is around, we still have Jesus to turn to. You can pour out your heart and know that He's there and ready to listen. This is Francesca Battistelli.
Hello, old friend.
know it's been a while. I'm here again, and it won't be the last time I fall apart. But you won't let me get too far. You're speaking to my heart. It's good to know, it's good to feel the arms of grace, to know that my mistakes are covered by your love. It's good to know, it's good to see that you won't change. When it's said and done, you'll always be enough. To know that yeah, there's so much more that I know I could be. So take my worries with you when you leave. There's hope that I am counting on, 'cause I'm never too far gone. It's good to know, it's good to feel the arms of grace, to know that my mistakes are covered by your love. the Savior, more than the Savior.
Jesus, help me want you more than anything. Help me want the healing more than a healing. Help me want the Savior more than a saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. Help me want you, Jesus, more than anything.
This is Cooper Ray, and you're listening to Catholic Jukebox Indiana on Catholic Radio Indy.
Before you formed me, oh God, you knew me, already set apart. You have appointed, blessed and anointed, this weak but willing heart. Speak, Lord, I am listening. Here am I, Lord, here am I. You call me, you call me. Here am I, Lord, here am I. You call me, you call me.
Just a reminder that you can take Catholic Radio Indy with you everywhere you go this summer. We're online at catholicradioindy.org, or use our app or dial-up service on your smartphone or mobile device. Next up, this is Mallory Hope with Now. We're called to listen to God's message of salvation spoken to us through His Son, His Scripture, and His one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And we're blessed with the task to share that message with the world, whether we sing it, say it, or simply show it by the lives we live. That's all the time we have for Catholic Jukebox Indiana for today. St. Cecilia, pray for us. I'm Kent Blanford, and until next time, may God bless. Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.